Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, last night the 19th para was recited in Tarawih Salah, which continues with Surah Furqan. In Surah Furqan, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us how to differentiate from the right path and from the wrong path. So Ya Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala explains that those people who don't differentiate properly and they go according to their desires, then these are such people that make excuse in following the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. They make all unnecessary demands and they say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa qala alladhina la yajuna liqana lawla unzila alayna al-malaikatu aw nara rabbana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these people make demands because they don't have hope in the year after. They don't realize that there is a real life to come and to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they don't believe the men of Allah ta'ala and they say, why didn't Allah send down an angel? Or why don't we see Allah ta'ala directly? Which is the height of ignorance and the height of pride and arrogance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that these people, they'll be heading for the fire of Jahannam. Whereas those people who follow the path of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, Ashabul Jannah, they are the people of Jannah, and on that day they will see their true results, that they will have the best abode and their results, and they will able to talk about their results very clearly and openly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then explains and make us realize that every day we repeat in our salah, Maliki Yawmiddin, that Allah is the owner of the day of judgment. Allah ta'ala says this reality you will see on the day of Qiyamah, Al-Mulku Yawma Izin Al-Haqqu Lir-Rahman, that true ownership of everything in this world already, but the reality you'll only see on the day of Haqq, that is the day of Qiyamah, that it belongs only and solely to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And those that didn't realize it and disobeyed Allah's commands, they will have a very, very terrible time on the day of Qiyamah. And then Allah Ta'ala says, such people, what will be their condition? وَيَوْمَ يَعْدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. They will be chewing their fingers and right, some of them tell their wrists, some of them tell their elbows, some of them tell their armpits, that why didn't we make the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our friend? Why didn't we follow his path? يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمَ اتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. How did I follow that stupid idiot that he showed me the wrong path? But that will be too late. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained, if you don't follow the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will only teach us the path which Allah ta'ala has sent down, that is the path of Qur'an-i Kareem. If you follow your own path, even the greatest, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has got the most mercy for his ummah, he will complain on the day of Qiyamah, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّي إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. That, oh my Allah, I passed on the message of Qur'an-i Kareem to my people, but when I left the world, they also divorced Qur'an-i Kareem. They did not obey the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They just put Qur'an Sharif on the shelf. And if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complains against us, and Qur'an is a complaint against us, what chance do we have in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the system of Allah, that those who call you towards good, that is the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, and their inheritance, that is the ulama-i rabbaniyin, wa kadhalika ja'alna likulli nabiyyin aduwwan minal mujrimin. They'll always have enemies. And generally, people that don't follow the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam and don't benefit are the people of their own community and their own family. They don't take heed and realize. So we also should realize we live right close to the pious servants, and we don't take heed, we'll be following the same dangerous path. Because Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيَ وَنَصِيرًا. Allah is sufficient for them. Allah has put them on guidance and Allah is assisting them. You don't want to accept, it is your problem. And realize that Allah Ta'ala has sent down this Qur'an-i Kareem in piecemeal, not all at once, so that you can digest it. وَكَذَلِكَ وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدًا. The kuffar, they don't want to practice on Qur'an, so they object that why didn't it come down directly altogether? Allah Ta'ala knows our weakness, so according to our ability, Allah Ta'ala send down laws as the time needed. And لِنُسَبِّتَ بِهِ فُعَادَكَ. So Qur'an-i Kareem can go down into your heart and become entrenched, and you follow Qur'an-i Kareem. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that those people who did not take heed and follow the messengers of the time, like the people of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, salam, how they falsified Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his brother Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala says, فَدَمَّرْنَاهُمْ تَدْمِيرًا. Allah Ta'ala smashed them to smithereens and Allah wiped them out of the earth. Similarly, the nation of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, لَمَّا كَذَّبُ الرُّسُلَ أَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ, that they falsified Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala said, we drowned them and we made them a sign for people to take lesson, that people before us who are more stronger and they had more abilities and they had more know-how of this dunya, but how they did not follow the man of Allah, how Allah Ta'ala wiped them out. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, look at Ad and Thamud also. They were very, very strong nations, but they also did not follow the Anbiya alayhimus salam of their time. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that all this we gave you example to show that the might and power lies only in the control of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. If you obey Allah's command, Allah Ta'ala will give you authority in this world with ease and comfort. Otherwise Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will destroy you. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala explains that, don't you see, Alam tara ila rabbika kayfa madda dhil walau sha'a lajalahu sakina, who makes all the shadows etc. and who makes the sun move? It is only the qudrat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And look at all the special favors of Allah. Wa alladhi ja'ala lakum al-layla libasa, who made the night for you so calm and the night so secret for you, like a garment for you, and who make the winds blow so beautiful for you, who sends down the pure rains etc. for you, who makes the crops grow. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says they take a lesson. These are all the favors of Allah. Our Dara Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautifully, that khata-e Rahman ki aur ghata-e Shaitan ki, that you eat the food of Allah but you don't recognize Allah and you disobey Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, Waba aksaru nasi illa kufura, very sad, most of the people, they deny the ni'mat of Allah and they are disobedient and ungrateful to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala further explains His great qudrat, how He creates differentiation between the oceans etc. and how Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created human beings from water and sand. Wa alladhi khalaqa min al-ma'i basharan faj'alahu nasaba wa sihra, then Allah Ta'ala made your lineage etc. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says to realize all this, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا, we send the messenger of Allah Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a person to give you glad tidings. If you obey Allah's commands, recognize recognize the signs of Allah, then you'll be on your way towards Jannat. Otherwise Allah has sound warnings also. And if you realize that this all the ni'mats and we only love on Allah Rabbul Izzat's power and only Allah Ta'ala's favor and blessings, then the sign of reality is وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ, put your trust only on that great being who's ever loving and who never dies. And may the tasbih of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala morning and evening. And Allah Ta'ala says, where will you realize the greatness of Allah? Where will you come to know about Allah? You won't understand Allah Ta'ala on your own. Ar-Rahman fas'al bihi khabira, Allah is very, very kind, very merciful. But those who know about Allah, that is the friends of Allah, the Ahlullah, sit in their company, you will learn about Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, you recognize the signs of Allah. When you recognize the signs of Allah, you will become the obedient servants. And Allah Ta'ala then boasts that everybody is the servants of Allah, but the special servants, Ibadur Rahman, my servants, the servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah says, just look at their qualities, and if you want to know that you are the Ibadur Rahman, see if you have these qualities. But where you will get these qualities, you can't buy it from any bazaar, you can't learn it in the kitab, you have to get it from the heart of the man of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala who got these qualities. What is their qualities? Yamshuna al-ardi, that the more they recognize Allah, the more humble they become. So they walk on the earth very humbly. And when people talk bad and want to debate with them and argue with them, وَإِذَا خَاتَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا السَّلَامَةِ, they say, please, they just make salam that you carry on your part. We got no time for that. And they spend their nights in making sajda, in standing in qiyam, that is, in ruku, in sujood, in making dua. After that, they make dua after that. رَبَّنَا صْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ, that, oh Allah, please move the fire of Jahannam away from us. That is very, very difficult to take. Inna asad mustaqarra wa maqama, that is a very bad abode that we will go to. And these are such people that they love in this world with moderation. Walladhina iza anfaqu lam yasrifu wa lam yaqturu, they spend on their families were total moderation, not extravagance, not wastage also. And وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ, they don't associate partners with Allah, they don't kill people wrongfully, and they don't commit zina, that is even from the eyes, they control their eyes, everything. And Allah Ta'ala says, those people who associate partners with Allah, who commit zina, who don't control their eyes, وَمَنْ يَفَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَى سَامَا, these people have put themselves into a great sin, and for them you daf lawl azab, Allah will double their punishment. But Allah Ta'ala is so kind, if you made these mistakes and you came in the company of the Ahlullah and you realized you led your life wrong, now you want to change, just do one thing, illa man tab, just turn to Allah Ta'ala sincerely and start correcting your life. Wa amana wa amila salihah, if you do good deeds, not only will Allah forgive you, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ, Allah will change all your evil deeds into good. That is how kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Allah doesn't need to do this. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, Allah is very forgiving, very merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever makes tawbah and does good deeds, Allah ta'ala will accept his tawbah very readily, very quickly. And these are such people, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ, they don't tell or talk lies and they don't testify towards lies. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا, and they see futile activities, sports, etc., they don't waste time in that. They carry on their path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ, when they are reminded of the commands of Allah, they don't turn a deaf ear and a blind eye. They try and follow the commands of Allah. And they not only worried of themselves, they worried of their families and their whole ummah. So they make dua, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, that oh Allah, bless us with such a family, such wives and children, that they are the coolness of our eyes. And how will they become the coolness of our eyes? وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, that make me pious, and I am the imam of the house, the father is the imam of the house. If he is pious, he will bring piety in his house, and that will bring coolness in the house, not any other way of life. Allah Ta'ala says, for such people, أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا, Allah Ta'ala has prepared jannat and gardens for them, because they have to make sabr in this world. And Allah Ta'ala will give them great tidings in the hereafter. The next surah, Surah Shu'ara, Allah Ta'ala is explaining again that don't follow those people who are engaged in futile activities in this world. Rather, for tilka ayatul kitab al mubin, here's the open kitab that you have to be followed. And look at the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, particularly Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, so much fikr for the ummah that he felt, baqiyun nafsaka alla yakunu mu'minin. If a person doesn't follow, come on the path of Quran Kareem, he feels like tearing his heart apart. Why don't these people listen? Why don't they understand? And this is the quality of the friends of Allah. They remind us over and over to drum it into our hearts for our benefit. Allah give us tawfiq if we take a lesson. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna fi zalika al-aya, they are great lessons for you to learn. Then again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And see the system of Allah also. Over and over your sabak have to repeat it, so that you take a lesson and it goes down our minds and into our hearts, and it becomes part of our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to Fir'aun. Instead of him taking a lesson, he said, no, this is black magic, etc. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the reality, that he called all his magicians to combat with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, to have a competition, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala showed reality, that when he threw his stick down, it became a real serpent. And when they threw all their small robes down, it was just artificial and spell on the eyes of people. They realized that what Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has done is not the magic. قَالُوا أَمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, immediately they fell down into sajda and brought iman and such strong iman that they were not scared for the threat of the Fir'aun. So Allah Ta'ala showed us, when you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how strong your enemy can be, Allah Ta'ala's assistance and help will be with you. Further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah Ta'ala says, take a lesson from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He grew up in the house of an idol worshipper, and not only just in idol worship, who used to carve out idols, his father, but he gave them dawat also. And when they didn't listen and they said, we saw our forefathers doing this, So we shouldn't just see what is custom, we should follow what is reality. But they did not listen. Musa, Ibrahim alayhi salam explained that, do you know who I'm calling you towards? My Rabb and our Rabb is Alladhi khalaqani fahuwa yahdeen, who will guide us and who will show us onto the right path. And he is the one who gives us our food, he gives us our drink, and how beautifully he teaches us respect towards Allah Ta'ala and the elders. That he says, when I get sick, wa iza maritu fahuwa yashfeen. Allah makes us sick, but you don't attribute qualities that don't look good towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. You show respect that Allah, when I get sick, Allah gives me cure, etc. And Allah is the one who gives us life, and Allah Ta'ala who gives death. And then he makes dua that Rabbi habli hukma wal hikmi bis salihin, that, oh Allah, join me amongst the pious servants, let me obey your commands, and leave such a legacy that people talk that let us follow the path of these pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and give us an inheritance of Jannah. And then he makes dua for his father also and his parents. From this we learn that we should be following the straight path, make dua for our elders, and always realize that wala tukhzini yawma yubasoon. Great men of Allah, as much as they got connected to Allah, they didn't think we are very great. They were worried of reality the day of Qiyamah, that, oh Allah, that day don't disgrace me. Lo yawma la yanfa'u malu wala banoon. Neither wealth will help me, neither my children will help me. But what will help me? Illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. If I made islah and I did my spiritual reformation and my heart was not spiritually sick, but it was spiritually healthy. And where you will learn this? From the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the system of Allah. If we also do our treatment, our heart will become a qalbi salim. Otherwise it will be a qalbi saqim. It will be a sick heart. So further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then explains that take a lesson from all the other anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam told, and they all said that just fear Allah ta'ala and obey Allah's commands. In there there is only good for you. And we are not calling you for our benefit. وَمَا أَسَلُكْ مَلِي مِنْ أَجْ. We don't want any remuneration. Allah Ta'ala will see to our remuneration. When they didn't take heed, Allah Ta'ala shows how he destroyed the tribe of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the nation of Ad, Allah made them strong. They could carve their houses from mountains. But they didn't even take the heed to the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them also. Allah Ta'ala say, take a lesson from the Qawm of Samud. They were agriculturists and they had the big plantations, etc. When the messenger Salih alayhi salatu wasalam told them, believe in Allah, fear Allah, obey His commands, he says, we want a proof from Allah. Allah showed them that Allah took out a camel that was pregnant from a rock. Still they did not take heed. And they killed that camel. Allah destroyed them. Allah Ta'ala says, take a lesson from Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's people, that he also warned them that fear Allah, obey the commands of Allah. But they went to the most stupid and upside down action of committing, fulfilling their desires with men. Sodomy and all, homosexuality. Allah Ta'ala says, see how we turn them upside down and we send them a terrible punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take a lesson from the tribe of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. They had great acumen in business. They knew all the business tricks, but they used to cheat people. They were not honest. And the Nabi warned them that don't cheat people. Allah Ta'ala will punish you. They did not take heed and Allah Ta'ala sent down punishment upon them. Allah Ta'ala says, if you want to be on the straight path, then the path of the straight path is وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the path of Quran Kareem, which has come down directly to Nabi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who has brought this? نَذَرَ بِهِ Amin. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought it. And where he brought it to? Ala qalbik, on the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That means Quran you can't understand on your own. You'll have to understand from Rijalullah, the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll be following Quran Kareem. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala says, if you don't take heed, then see people who are following wrong people, washuara, those people who are singing poetry and all types of nasheed and all types of entertainment. You'll go in that path and then you'll go astray. And remember, don't forget yourself and your family. Wanzir asiratak al-aqrabin. Allah Ta'ala told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the first duty Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, he warned his family, he warned his tribe and the entire ummah we should be worried for. Allah Ta'ala says, if you don't take heed, then you'll be punished. Otherwise, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Those people who will be successful, who bring iman, they do good deeds and they make abundance of zikr of Allah to keep their iman strong. And then don't worry what the oppressors will do. They will scare you, but tomorrow you'll see which direction the oppressors went and which directions you went. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last surah, Surah Namal, Allah Ta'ala says, Insan, if you think you are very intelligent and you don't want to follow the Anbiya in the Quran Kareem, then take a lesson from the animals. Take a lesson from a small ant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat explains that how Allah ta'ala gave Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam the great wealth of knowledge of deen. And knowledge of deen and piety are those things that will bring goodness in the world, and those people who rule the world with knowledge of deen and piety, there'll be goodness in the world. And Allah ta'ala showed how they rule the world with justice, etc. And then Allah ta'ala gave Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam such a kingdom, Rabbi Habli Hukma wal Hikni Salihin, that oh Allah give me such a kingdom that nobody has got such a kingdom. Allah Ta'ala gave him a kingdom that he controlled all, not only insan, not only jinnat, the animals, the air also. He knew the language of the animals. And one day he was going with his army. Allah Ta'ala says, take a lesson from the ant. That the ant said, وَقَالَتْ نَمْلَةُ يَا يُوَ النَّمْنُ كُلْ مَسَاكِنَكُمْ, that oh ants, go into your holes, go into your homes. Sulaiman alayhi and his army is coming. They will trample you, he won't know. And the pious, they don't like to hurt anybody, but without knowing, he won't even know. So from this we learn that how the Tabligh Jamaat are concerned of our guidance. Allah Ta'ala is teaching us the ants had more concern. So insan, if you got intelligence, then you also be concerned of yourself and be concerned of one another. And then Allah Ta'ala teaches us that the etiquette of life, Sulaiman alayhi salam heard this, he was happy. فَتَبَسْتَمَ ضَاهِكَ مِنْ قَوْلِيَا, he didn't just laugh and was astonished, he smiled and then he laughed. So everything in life you must do gradual. Don't just laugh like a mad person and think you are, people will think you are mad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then explained the intelligence of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. He had a bird, Hudhud, who used to go out and bring intelligence. That bird brought intelligence and special message that I met a nation, Bilqis, who was the queen of Sheba. They are worshipping the sun. They are not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam sent a message back with him. That him give them the message that they must either follow me, that is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bilqis, she was worried that who is this king. She said, let us say, she asked her people, what should we do? They said, we are strong, don't worry, we will help you. She said, no, the strong people, the great, respectable people, if they take over a nation, they will destroy them. And they will, those people that thought they got respect, they will become downgraded. So the Bilqis now sent, she said, send some gifts to Sulaiman alayhi salam. They came with gold bricks. When they came to the palace of Sulaiman alayhi salam, they saw the pavers are full of gold. They thought, oh, we'll be blamed of stealing. They put their bricks one side. Sulaiman alayhi salam send a message. Either you come or either you'll be destroyed. Then Sulaiman alayhi salam asked his people, who can bring her throne to me? One of their jinnat said, before you stand up from your place, I'll bring it. Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَ الَّذِي إِنْدَوْ إِلْمُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ أَنَا أَتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَيَّتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ تَرْفُكُ. But that person who got knowledge of kitab, and this was referring most probably to Sulaiman alayhi salam. So knowledge of deen, that will give you power. What taqwa, what piety, it will give you goodness and it will give you strength to rule the world. In a split moment, he brought her throne. And then Allah Ta'ala showed what is technology, architecture. That today we think we know about architecture. Allah says, look at Sulaiman alayhi salam's architecture. He built her such a palace, such a castle, that was mirrored walls, mirrored floors, mirrored walls, etc. And he built a bridge of very fine mirror, and underneath there was a stream flowing. And when she came, that she thought that she's going to walk into water, then she lifted her trouser. Sulaiman alayhi salam said, قِيلَ لَا أَدْخُلِ السَّرْ فَلَمَّا رَأَتْ وَاسِبَتُ لُجَّةَ وَكَشَفَتْ عَنْ سَاقِيَا قَالَ إِنَّهُ سَرٌ مَرَّدٌ مِنْ قَوَارِيرَ. Don't worry, your feet won't get wet. That is a bridge made of very fine glass. So walk over it. Then she realized and she said, إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي, I was oppressing myself. Let me follow the right path, the path of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala says, take a lesson from Samud again, and take a lesson from the comb of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. And the enemies will be plotting, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرْنَا. But the plot of Allah is for those people who remain firm. Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance will be with them all the time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us realize that when you realize this, then think, قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, all praises belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And peace will come upon the chosen servants of Allah, the Anbiya, the men of Allah, and those who follow in their path. So make the decision yourself. Allahu khayrun amma yushrikun.
will that there is Allah better or those people that are worshipping anybody else besides Allah. Obviously only Allah Ta'ala is better and we should follow the path of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah we will recite the hadith regarding the virtues of zikr. عن ثابت رضي الله عنه قال كان سلمان في عصابة يذكرون الله فمر بهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فكفوا فقال إني رأيت الرحمة تنزل عليكم فأحببت أن أشارككم فيها رواه أحمد. حضرت ثابت رضي الله عنه فرماته کہ سلمان رضی اللہ عنہم ایک جماعت کے ساتھ اللہ کے ذکر میں مشغول تھے کہ ان پر حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا گزر ہوا تو وہ ذکر سے رک گئے تو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا میں نے تم پر رحمت کو نازل ہوتے دیکھا تو میں نے چاہا کہ میں بھی اس میں تمہارے ساتھ شامل ہو جاؤ. حضرت سلمان رضی اللہ عنہ was making dhikr of Almighty Allah together with his companions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed by them, due to which they stopped. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them, verily, I had seen the mercy of Allah raining upon you, thus I desired to also come and join you. Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu was once making dhikr of Almighty Allah together with his companions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed by them, due to which they stopped. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them, verily, I had seen the mercy of Allah raining upon you, thus I desire to also come and join you.
Inshallah, keeping this hadith in mind, let us do our dhikr. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني تل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن نے بجایا بغل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری فنا مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نماسیہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تانڈ میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ اس دنیا میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی اس دنیا میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی جن و انس و حور ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین جن و انس و حور ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کون مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں koi nahi hai koi nahi hai koi nahi hai koi nahi ab to rahe bas taad mein aakhir wind zubaan hai mere ila mujhko sarapa zikr bana de zikr tera hai mere khuda nikle mere har bun muh se zikr tera hai mere khuda ab to kabhi chore bhi na chute zikr tera hai mere khuda halq se nikle saans ke badle zikr tera hai mere khuda ab to rahe bas taada mein aakhir wird zubaan mere ila la 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 yaar rahe yaar ab tu mera unme tera yaar rahu mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat khalq se main bezaar rahu har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahu sarshar rahu hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka tera magan hoshiyar rahu ab to rahe bas taajam aakhir wird zubaan mere ila Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Allah 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 inche shirin istinam shir o shakkar mi shawad janam tamam إذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا نعمتك واسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في على درجة الجنة جنة الخلد يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.